Catalonia's sacked leader Carles Puigdemont has pledged to form a new government despite pressure by the Spanish government.
On December 21st, the Catalan people sent a message to Europe and the world. We will not surrender to authoritarianism. Despite Madrid's threat, soon we will form a new government. And it is time to negotiate. It is time to end the repression and find a political solution for Catalonia. Not a penal solution, a political one for Catalonia.
Puigdemont was speaking during a debate in the Danish capital, Copenhagen. He also denounced Spain's policy toward Catalonia, saying that Madrid has undermined fundamental freedoms in the region. Puigdemont added that democratically elected politicians have been treated like terrorists, and many have been forced into exile to avoid imprisonment. This comes after the Catalan parliament speaker once more proposed the ex-Catalan leader for the region's presidency. Roger Torrent said that Puigdemont is the only candidate with enough support to form a government following last month's regional elections. The ousted Catalan president fled to Belgium in an attempt to avoid a Spanish investigation into his role in what Spain described as Catalonia's illegal secession bid. The Spanish judge has refused to reissue a European arrest warrant for ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. Spanish prosecutors had sought a warrant to detain the fugitive Catalan leader during his visit to Denmark. The former Catalan leader is in Copenhagen to host a debate and to meet Danish lawmakers. Spain's foreign minister has also said, for the moment, Puigdemont is free to move within the European Union. Spain's top court had in November issued an arrest warrant for Puigdemont due to his role in the Catalonia region's push for independence. A correspondent in Barcelona, Cusack Hedri, has told us more about the reasons behind Puigdemont's visit to Denmark.
But the symbolic issue remains Carles Puigdemont's departure from Belgium, where he's been there since October the 30th. His attempt, of course, is to internationalize the conflict yet again. He chose a country that has shown some kind of sympathy to the pro-independence camp. In 2015, Danish lawmakers issued a motion in which they called on Spain to enter into some kind of dialogue with the pro-independence movement in Catalonia. So his choice of Denmark and Copenhagen isn't really gratuitous. It means yet again to, you know, bring attention to himself as a leader and to his imminent presidency. He has been proposed by Roger Torrent, the new parliament speaker, as the next president. But his presidency is, of course, rejected by the opposition, by Spain, and by the judges. So most probably, it wouldn't take place. He might have the support of some majority, and that majority is even questionable in parliament.